Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Ian. On VI Talk today, we're going to have a chat with Sajid Ali. Now, Saj has been involved in a Talking Buses campaign for quite a long time. And this is highlighting the issue of accessibility on buses, and more specifically, looking at audio and visual announcements on, well, buses throughout the country. Yeah. How are you doing, Saj?
I'm doing all right. Nice to see you for after a while on while, Ian.
Oh, it's been ages. Well, first of all, before we get into the campaign and stuff, can you give a little introduction to yourself, who you are, where you live, shoe size?
Where I can find him. Hi there, everyone. I'm Sajid Ali. I'm from Leeds. I'm 35. Sounds like a dating profile, doesn't it? I started out in Talking Buses, I would say, about 8 months ago. Before that, I wasn't really involved in buses as much, but I was involved in other organisations, and I still am. And I've been doing this for 8 months, and I managed to get somebody else on board who sort of runs the group with me. And we decided that we're going to challenge misconceptions of audiovisual, audiovisual announcements, and sort of maybe make it the process a bit quicker, shall we say? But we're still working on this, and we're also working with other organisations, such as Guide Dogs, are great.
Lots of work going on. Just drawing you back a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's like a galloping horse, Sajid.
Yeah, I'm a bit
sort
like
of
that.
Moves on and, on and on and on.
Yes.
Just moving back, yes. What made you get involved in this campaign?
I went on a bus, and I'm sure we've all been with this, the same bus I get every morning into town, and I got lost four times in 1 week. Every day of the week, and I got dropped off four or five stops after the stop that I wanted, and I asked people obviously to let me know when we got to this, to the actual stop, and I wasn't told. And after the fourth time, I thought, right, I've had enough, as you do. And I decided to set up a Facebook page, and just that's how I started the whole process. And then, obviously knowing other visually impaired users and obviously getting them involved and asking what they thought to the whole situation. Obviously, we kind of all have gone through that same situation, thinking, what should we do? And so that's how I started it, and then got people involved, started joining, going to other organisations, seeing how they could help, and it's been great for the highlighting it.
So your campaign, it's Leeds-based at present, but you've got support from...
Yeah.
Because the situation in the UK in terms of Talking buses at the moment is very patchy.
Yes.
What other parts of the country do have buses that have audio visual announcements?
It's a good question, Ian. Obviously we won't even mention London, because London is just...
Oh, you got to mention London.
It's a very good example. It's 99.9%, I keep hearing, covered. But that's enough for me. But London is the best example of Talking Buses. It's run by TfL, but the actual example, and they run a separate system to what the other cities that do who do have it is done by. It's different.
Just for those of you who don't know, TfL is Transport for London.
Yeah, thanks for that. And Reading, Nottingham have this technology, the audiovisual technology, and also now we believe Cardiff has it. Which has recently got on board. Now, everywhere else, no. there's basically nothing.
At the moment.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think? I mean, obviously you've been through some of the challenges and the difficulties of being on a bus and missing stops and things like that. What do you think the challenges are to people going out every day, being on the, sort of even catching a bus, sort of, being on a bus, finding where you are?
The major challenges, I think, are fear. Because if you go on a bus, I speak to one of my visually impaired friends, and if I say to them, you want to go on the bus? And they'll say, oh, no. I said, why is that? Oh, get on a bus and go to the wrong place. I says, well, that is the common theme. When I've spoken to visually impaired people, that is the common theme, that if they go on a bus, they don't want to go on it because they just feel safer going in a taxi. And when I ask why, they'll say, well, because they'll take it to their own place, the driver won't announce. So it's a lot of it's communication based, shall we say. And that's what puts a lot of people off. But of course, you know, some people like myself and you and other people, you know, we do challenge and go on the buses. And but it's very difficult because it puts people off, and it's the fear factor.
On the basic level, I mean, when you started your campaign, were you sort of looking at the bus drivers in this specific area to make announcements themselves?
That was the initial idea, and it still is an idea that we have put on the table to the bus companies, and we've said that if the audiovisual technology can't really be feasibly done, how about getting the bus drivers to announce the stops, as they used to in the past? That used to be done. But we've basically been told that they've not actually said they're looking into it, but they've just said they don't know if they could really incorporate that into the training aspect of it, which I feel they could. But, you know, that's just my own personal opinion. But it's something that maybe could be incorporated. But the feeling that we got on this was that it might not be a no-starter.
Do you feel like you come up against many barriers in trying to sort of push your ideas and push, you know, campaign for
absolutely
such a good cause?
Absolutely. And the best thing about the whole thing is the general public have been absolutely wonderful. Mm. And when you tell people about it, they just want to bend over backwards to help you. You know, different organisations have got involved, you know, and are promoting it, and we're getting a website set up soon. And
good.
It's going the right way. So,
and do you feel it's important to work with other, as you say, you're getting other organisations involved, but do you see that as an important, you know, step
in
getting as many, you know, interested parties involved in that to try and push the message even stronger?
Totally, because the idea we initially started out with, it was just purely visually impaired, but as time has gone on, we've found that there are other groups out there that we could you know, get involved, people maybe with, you know, students, people with dyslexia, mental health. I mean, obviously we want to keep on the blindness as well, but getting more groups involved might make our ideas more, shall we say, palatable is the right word, but, you know, definitely getting people on board, and power, isn't it? It's people power at
definitely.
The end of the day, and that's the way we're looking at it. I mean, obviously I have to give a mention to Kevin Crossley, who also runs the group with me.
Certainly.
And he has just been getting involved, being a godsend to get involved in this, because he has a lot of the contacts within the bus industry, and it's taught me a lot, because I didn't know much about these things, you know, getting into something that you don't really know much about, but you learn as you go along, and it's certainly opened my eyes, shall we say, figuratively speaking. But we're still going to keep at it, and there are lots of challenges, I must admit, there are lots of challenges, lots of barriers, but we're going to keep at it, and hopefully we are thinking maybe of piloting a scheme in Leeds where one bus may have the talking announcements on it, but can't say any more than that yet.
Well, I was going to say the future. This is it, because campaigning is a long term thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Really, it's keeping to a point, keeping to your beliefs and your principles.
Yep.
So, really, it's kind of an open ended question. What do you? But I think it. Probably best put in this way is, what do you think the immediate future is for the campaign? And the second part of it, what do you think the long-term future is?
That's very good. The first one, Ian, I think, is awareness. I think that's the most important thing, really, is awareness, that people are aware of. If we can get people aware of this and the issues that as blind people we face, that is the most crucial thing, because I think once we can drive that through, then I think, no pun intended, of course, once we get that through, then I think, I should stay off the humour. It's driving through that message to people and saying, look, this is what has to happen, you know, because we face enough daily challenges. Why do we need this as a challenge? This should be a pleasure, a basic right that we should, as blind people, have. Why should we suffer to not know where we're going, you know? And we want to at least have that opportunity to have it on the bus. Mm. You know, people can say, oh, well, you've got GPS apps. Well, yeah, but not everyone has a phone, or, you know, you shouldn't have to get your phone out all the time to check where you are. As great as these GPS apps are, but, you know, it's having that, you know, having that fail-safe of having it on the bus is just a basic right.
So do you see it being, I mean, talking about the long-term aim of it, do you see success in the future?
In the future, but I think it's going to take a long time. If I'm very, very honest, it's not going to be. I mean, I'd not like to be defeatist, but and I'm not. But I think it's going to, realistically, it's going to take at least 10 years.
But I think, you know, a lot of people can draw a lot of inspiration from you in the way that you stick and hold to the campaign and yeah. keep going with it, because that's, you know, campaigning for things, yeah. asking for things, pushing for things. Mm. It is sometimes does take a long time. It's like sort of chipping away at a brick wall, isn't it, really?
It is. I mean, I never had... maybe until now, maybe I didn't realise it would be an exclusive for you, Ian, but I never knew what I wanted to fight for until this recently, you know, like what I could really get my teeth involved in, you know. But now I've come to the conclusion that the buses thing means that much to me, that I want to take it as far as I can. And yeah, I'd love to inspire people to take it up.
So if there's a message you can give out to people... Yeah. Just that sort of thing that you want people to think of as they finish listening to this interview, what would it be?
Keep at it. Don't give up. Make your points, but don't be rude. but get the point across and go to your bus companies in you know, around the country in the UK. Go and try and have meetings and get involved and go to, you know, the companies that are involved and say, look, we would like, you know, have a meeting and try and sit down with them and talk to them and say, look, maybe explain to them, well, you know, maybe do like kind of simulations where people, you know, say, look, have a blindfold. I mean, these things are quite useful in some ways to help to get them to maybe see what it's like and explain your fears.
If people want to know more about your campaign, where can they find information at this moment in time?
At this moment in time, we have a Facebook page, which is Talking Buses. It's amazing, Ian. I'm surprised nobody has actually caught on to actually making a page before me, because there is just no pages. But yeah, you've gone there now. Talking Buses on Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter, it's Talking Buses 1.
At Talking Buses 1.
And of course, if you want to email us, we do have an email address, which I can give out.
Yep, sure, go ahead.
Thank you. It's talkingbuses@outlook.com.
Fantastic, Saj. Well, I must thank you for agreeing to do this today.
No,
I hope it's going to be of some real good help to you, and anybody wanting to get involved should really contact you or get involved or find out more.
Either way, yeah, definitely.
Right, thanks very much. That's Sajid Ali. It's
thank
been
you.
A pleasure talking to you today. Just
you
to
too.
Note any to other information in terms of Talking Buses campaigns is that other organisations such as Guide Dogs and RNIB do run and have been running similar campaigns along these lines. Guide Dogs, they run their Talking Buses campaign. More information can be found at www.guidedogs.org.uk. The RNIB have been running their Stop For Me, Speak To Me campaign. That's still, you know, information up on their website at www.rnib.org.uk/campaigns. Thanks very much, Saj.
Thank you.
And
see you again soon.
Speak soon.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.